Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 18, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Factris secures 50 million euros in funding round. Netherlands-based fintech company Factris has raised a 50 million euros funding line from Aegon Asset Management to expand its SME financing services. FCA selects NIA1 to build a permanent digital sandbox. Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has selected NIA1, a UK-based digital sandbox provider, to build and operate its permanent digital sandbox. Finastra partners Plaid to give users access to fintech apps. UK-based Finastra has partnered with US-based open banking platform Plaid to help it integrate with the Fusion digital banking platform. Central Payments partners with Galileo Financial Technologies. Payments technology provider Central Payments has announced its partnership with US-based Galileo Financial Technologies for a long-term processing services renewal. Marqeta publishes new survey. Global modern card issuing platform Marqeta has published a new survey focusing on the challenges for BNPL use on multiple SMBs across Europe. South State Bank partners Volante Technologies for real-time payments. US-based cloud payments provider Volante Technologies has partnered with South State Bank to improve the latter's payment options. Adyen expands payment offerings in Malaysia. Netherlands-based Adyen has expanded its offerings in Malaysia through the launch of its unified commerce solution, which businesses use to flexibly meet consumer expectations. Ovation CXM, Shopwave partner for US expansion. Customer experience management, CXM, company Ovation CXM has partnered with Shopwave to expand its POS software offerings and footprint into the US retail market. Apple rolls out savings account with 4.15% interest rate. Apple has launched its Apple Card savings account with 4%. Radicant taps NetGuardian's AI anti-fraud software. Switzerland-based bank Radicant has selected fintech NetGuardian's AI software for augmented payment security. Kiker partners with Blacksmith for plug-and-play onboarding. UK-based KYC company Kiker has given Blacksmith's clients access to its real-time data retrieval and registry connections, augmenting customer onboarding. Curve now allows users to transfer crypto rewards to external wallets. UK-based super app Curve has introduced a new function that allows users to transfer cryptocurrency rewards to external wallets. GetTransfer.com partners Binance Card to offer exclusive discounts. Cyprus-based GetTransfer. NCR POS business Aloha hit by ransomware attack. NCR has been hit by a ransomware attack afflicting its Aloha POS system for the hospitality industry. IFGS 2023, Bose Sir John Cunliffe reveals how tokenization of money is being explored. The Deputy Governor of the Bank of England for Financial Stability Sir John Cunliffe explored how the central bank is looking to secure the UK's economic future and whether digital currencies and assets are the answer at Innovate Finance Global Summit, held at Guildhall in London. EML Payments CEO out as firm considers sale. Australia's EML Payments has parted ways with its CEO after less than a year and initiated a strategic review that could lead to a sell-off, as it struggles to placate the Central Bank of Ireland over anti-money laundering deficiencies at its Irish subsidiary. Ryan Reynolds invests in Canadian fintech Nuvve. Hollywood star Ryan Reynolds has acquired a stake in Canadian payments firm Nuvve. The size of the investment was not disclosed. Bank of Israel outlines scenarios for issuing a digital shekel. The Bank of Israel Steering Committee on the potential issuance of a digital shekel outlines potential scenarios for deciding to issue a digital shekel. The following are the main points. Liberis taps DNA payments data to offer pre-approved funding to merchant customers. In a continued expansion within the SME market, leading embedded finance provider, Liberis, has today announced that they will be working with DNA payments. BNP Paribas executive Sammy Tubal to lead e-commerce and enterprise business unit at Viva Wallet. Viva Wallet, a leading European cloud-based neobank, announces the appointment of Sammy Tubal as its new head of e-commerce and enterprise for the French market. Meta Payments head joins Clever Cards. Clever Cards, the global payments platform provider, announced the appointment of Gaurav Khurana as the company's senior vice president of marketing. BIS provides more detail on Project Gaia. Project Gaia seeks to help analysts search corporate climate-related disclosures quickly and efficiently. ShareGain forges alliance with JP Morgan Securities Services. ShareGain, a leading B2B securities lending fintech, today announced a strategic alliance with JP Morgan Securities Services business. Broadridge promises improved stray through processing with new package. Today Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, announced the launch of a trading solution that enables clients to achieve increased stray through processing and efficiency, better trading decisions and client insights, improved controls, and reduced risk. Mosaic Smart Data adds support for repo instrumnets. Mosaic Smart Data, Mosaic, the real-time capital markets data analytics company, has added support for repo instruments to its innovative AI-powered platform. IFGS 2023, Andrew Griffith MP announces AI and open finance ambitions for UK. Economic Secretary to the Treasury, Andrew Griffith MP, spoke in a keynote speech outlining the government's ambitions for the fintech industry during day one of the Innovate Finance Global Summit 2023. Kiker and Blacksmith KYC partner to enable plug-and-play client onboarding. Kiker, the corporate Know Your Customer company, and Blacksmith KYC, the reg tech venture of Ing Bank, have partnered by giving Blacksmith's clients access to Kiker's real-time data retrieval and registry connections, simplifying onboarding and review processes that would otherwise take months. Unlocking the value of generative AI and large language models. Speaking to FinExtra TV, Jerry Haywood, CEO, Boost.ai, discusses harnessing the power of generative AI and how financial services can leverage large language models and conversational AI to innovate within the industry. Marqeta discloses challenges of BNPLUs on SMBs. Global modern card issuing platform Marqeta has revealed the challenges for BNPL use on multiple SMBs across Europe through the publishing of its new survey. MangoPay extends its partnership with GiftRound. Platform-specific payment infrastructure provider MangoPay has announced its extended collaboration with UK-based GiftRound in order to process all of its payment flows. India and Nepal to sign cross-border mobile payments agreement. The governments of India and Nepal have drawn up an agreement to launch the service that will let visitors to Nepal use Indian digital wallets for payments. Tranglo integrates cash pickup services on remittances. Malaysia-based cross-border payment company Tranglo has aimed to address the high cost on remittance with services such cash pickup. ADN brings unified commerce to Malaysia. ADN, AMS. ADN, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, today launches its unified commerce solution in Malaysia to help businesses flexibly meet ever-evolving consumer expectations. Equipify an SWBC team on debit card BNPL. Equipify, a fintech company providing banks and credit unions with a white label buy now, pay later, BNPL, solution, announced its partnership with SWBC, an international financial services company. Q2 unveils Instant Payments Manager. Q2 Holdings, Inc. NYSE, Q2, a leading provider of digital transformation solutions for banking and lending, today announced Q2 Instant Payments Manager, a new solution designed to help financial institutions manage instant payment workflows from end to end with the new clearinghouse RTP and Federal Reserve Fed Now SM instant payment rails. Polaris Bank renews partnership with Network International. Network International, Network, the leading enabler of digital commerce across the Middle East and Africa, MEA region, has renewed its partnership with one of Nigeria's largest financial service providers, Polaris Bank Limited, to deepen financial inclusion and digital transformation. UK Finance, 177.6 million lost to impersonation scams in 2022. During Take 5 Week, the 17th to the 21st of April, the public is being warned to beware of impersonation scams as new figures show there were 45,367 cases of this type of fraud in 2022, with losses totaling 177.6 meters. GitLab runners for AI, ML available for Oracle users. GitLab Inc., the most comprehensive DevSecOps platform for software innovation, and Oracle Corporation, a global technology leader, today announced the general availability of a new offering that expands shared artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML, functionalities. London Stock Exchange names Satvinder Singh as head of data and analytics. London Stock Exchange Group PLC, LSEG, today announces that Satvinder Singh will join as group head, data and analytics and as a member of the LSEG Executive Committee. He joins on the 3rd of July 2023, reporting to David Schwimmer, CEO, LSEG. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.